You're listening to Newtnia. A room temperature device sent a message through paired microwave signals. MIT researchers built a room temperature magnetic device that generates strongly correlated microwave signals and used the pair to recover an image sent through noisy channels. The experiment could simplify future sensing and communications hardware, but it operated in the classical regime and did not demonstrate entanglement or a deployable secure network. A compact magnetic device has generated two strongly correlated microwave signals at room temperature and used them to transmit an image through noisy channels. The MIT experiment removes the extreme refrigeration normally associated with correlated microwave sources, but it does not yet amount to quantum encryption or a field-ready radio. The 30-second summary. What happened? A magnetic film inside a microwave resonator split an input signal into two outputs whose changing frequencies remained closely linked. Why does it matter? Receivers can compare the paired signals to recover information hidden by noise, without cooling the source to temperatures near absolute zero. What is the catch? The demonstration remained in the classical regime, did not prove entanglement, and used a controlled laboratory setup rather than a wireless network. Key fact. The receiver recovered a small image by combining two correlated microwave channels generated at ordinary room temperature. Why room temperature changes the engineering? Many sources of correlated microwave signals use superconducting circuits that operate at millikelvin temperatures. Cryostats make those systems expensive, bulky, and difficult to place inside practical radar, sensing, or communications equipment. The new platform uses a printed circuit board resonator coupled to a film of yttrium iron garnet, a magnetic material commonly used in microwave research. The Nature Electronics paper reports strong correlations without the cryogenic hardware, which is the clearest advance in this experiment. How one input becomes two linked outputs. Microwave energy enters a metal cavity that traps electromagnetic waves around the magnetic film. Interactions between photons and collective magnetic excitations, called magnons, produce hybrid waves known as magnon polaritons. Careful tuning separates the output pair into distinct frequencies while preserving a strong relationship between them. Each output can look random on its own, but the pair changes in a coordinated way. The team encoded a small image into one signal and recovered it with the partner, as described in the MIT account of the communication test. An open preprint provides the earlier technical record of the same platform. Useful correlations are not automatically quantum security. The researchers discuss possible paths toward quantum-limited sensing, radar, and communications. Correlated microwave sources are also relevant to work such as the microwave stream used to stabilize separated qubits, where entanglement was the measured resource. This MIT device has a more cautious description today. An independent physicist quoted by MIT classified its current operation as quantum-inspired signal processing in the classical regime. Earlier room-temperature microwave metrology research likewise showed that quantum-inspired methods can improve measurements without establishing a fully quantum communication system. Before we overstate the result, the paper demonstrates correlation, not entanglement, between the emitted microwave signals. The image transmission occurred in a laboratory system, not across a deployed wireless link. The authors have not shown a security proof against real attackers. A scalable multi-device architecture still needs to be designed and tested. What happens next? The group plans to connect more devices and study whether the same platform can support sensing, random number generation, and noise-resistant communication. Engineers will need to measure losses, stability, and performance across realistic distances and interference conditions. The practical achievement is already specific, A room temperature magnetic circuit produced two separable microwave outputs whose correlations recovered data through noise. Quantum radar and secure networks remain applications to test, not capabilities this device has proved. Read the full article at newtnia.com.